Heroic RMT guards beat back Northern Rail in fight against dangerous driver-only Operation A. Northern Rail Guard, after 47 days of solid and determined industrial action in defense of rail safety and jobs, a significant breakthrough has occurred in the fight to guarantee a guard on every Northern Rail train. Northern guards were set to strike for the 48th time when news filtered through that a River Rail North, the Department for Transport and Transport for the North, had agreed a number of concessions. They confirmed that, for the duration of the current franchise, every train will run with a conductor on board in addition to the driver. In addition, where new or modified rolling stock is being introduced, every train will continue to run with a conductor. The specifics of the operational models and the modernized conductor role will, however, need to be negotiated. This was a significant shift from the position put just before Christmas, when a River Rail North was attempting to force the Transport Union RMT into a so-called independent inquiry on driver-only operation, DO, supported by the Chambers of Commerce and a Tory mayor. The Rail Minister has now confirmed government support for a conductor on every River Rail North train, as well as funding to ensure this will result in contractual changes to the franchise agreement. The rotten requirement to run at least 50% of train mileage on the basis of DO has been scrapped. This important win has been achieved through the determination and resolve of train guards across the North. There was no slow trickle back to work. The picket lines remained solid. The financial hit to big business in the urban areas of the North has been significant. The strikes have had a serious effect on the local economy. Despite being inconvenienced, the traveling public has been fully supportive of us in our fight. Naturally, the instinct of union members is to remain suspicious about the employer's intentions, especially with the keyword safety critical guard absent from the agreement. Guard guarantee. The fact that the guard guarantee only applies until the end of the franchise, and that we may face the same battles in a few years' time, is another concern. There now needs to be a guarantee from the union negotiators that there will be no concessions agreed on pay, jobs or terms and conditions. Members' meetings should be organized to agree red lines that shouldn't be crossed in the deal, and any proposed deal needs to be voted on by the membership. Any erosion of our role and responsibilities will not be tolerated. The union's democratically agreed train crew charter must be respected and upheld. It is vital that guards retain all control and platform train interface responsibilities. The RMT has made it clear throughout the dispute that we would only negotiate on the conventional or interim operational models. Our friends at the front and drivers union ALFREPS on Northern have repeatedly stated they will not touch the doors. Let the driver drive, and the guard guard. We've beaten back the rotten Tory government with that specialist in failure Chris Grayling as Transport Secretary. He wanted to roll out DO as the default operational model, in order to increase profits for SPIVs and speculators, putting profit before safety. Following the Guard's victory, the German state-owned railway company Deutsche Bahn is looking to sell up its Arriva UK operations. The begging bowl and bungs from the government can no longer prop up this basket case franchise. It's time to nationalize our railways and bring them under democratic workers' control and management, to be run in the interests of the public, not shareholders. The RMT has now won concessions and agreements on Greater Anglia, ScotRail, and Merseyrail. Despite the Tory anti-trade union laws, guards on the South Western franchise have just delivered another whopping mandate to keep up the fight against DO. RMT members aren't going silently into the night. When we fight, we can win. All 1,400 heroic Northern Guards can hold their heads up high for having fought for and retained a safety critical conductor on all Northern trains. A true inspiration to workers and our class, solidarity